Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Saturday, he will be at Parks Casino's Excite Center, and tickets are available through parkscasino.com. He's one of our favorite guests, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis DeYoung from Styx. Oh, wait. Dennis DeYoung, formerly of Styx.
Thank God. Now my lawyers won't have to be alerted. Hey, how many towns are there in Pennsylvania that are trying to paraphrase the birthplace of Christ? Is this Bethlehem? How many are there?
Just that one.
We have Nazareth.
That's right. We have Nazareth also.
That's where he's from.
We have Bethlehem.
Right. Yeah.
I know. It's something else. I'm pretty excited to go there. What's it like?
Wait a second.
You're also going to be in Bethlehem, but you're also going to be in Bensalem at the Parks Excite Center, which is sooner than your Bethlehem show.
Okay, I thought that was Bethlehem and a funny Bensalem.
Bensalem,
also known in the story of Christ.
He still owes me money. We used to shoot craps behind the school auditorium. How are you, John? I mean, they tell me you're getting older.
You know what? Only Steve's telling you that. And from what I understand, you believe that Steve is the best Steve of all of the Steves you deal with?
I've only dealt with a couple.
But I'm the best one.
You're the best.
Thank you. It doesn't matter how many.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you a story. So I'm in Home Depot one night, and the store is relatively empty. I'm walking around, and out of the blue, Babe comes on. And all of a sudden, it just dawns on me. I go, that's a friend of mine. I was really so excited by it and so happy for you, your success over the years. It was a great moment for me, and I just wanted to share it with you.
Well, I appreciate that, but two things come to mind. Number one, Home Depot has decided only to play that song when there's nobody in the store. And I'd be more excited if he hadn't gone there to buy a plunger.
I knew you would just take a touching moment and turn it to crap.
No, honest to God, every once in a while, it'll surprise me as well, and I'll say, I don't know that guy, and I've been with him all my life.
By the way, I didn't know that your wife Suzanne was singing in the band.
I don't pay her. I don't. I mean, this chick the diamonds on the girl.
How many years did the two of you have matching mullets?
Ever since they invented them. I got a good look at it, and I said, now, there's a look that I could sport.
Did you once tell me you played accordion at one time?
There's a picture of me, John, and Chuck Panazzo in my basement in 1962 when the band was formed, and I got the accordion. There's Chuck with the guitar and John with his head down. Yeah, absolutely. Here's the thing. People think I'm a pianist. I am not. The only way I really play piano is to accompany myself on songs. If you ask me to sit down and play, 15 minutes of piano music, I'm incapable. Uh-huh. Unless I'm backing myself up singing a song I wrote. If you want me to play for 4 hours on the accordion, I can still do it. It's just, because it was the instrument I played from 7 until I was almost 20 years old.
Wow. What is your favorite Styx song that is not yours?
Well, I think it'd be fooling yourself.
Uh-huh.
Because I love the keyboard playing I played on it. Here's the misnomer. People think Tommy Shaw is a rocker. He can rock, of course.
Yes.
As a songwriter, he is not.
Uh-huh.
It is not his wheelhouse. That's his natural. His natural habitat is the acoustic guitar, of which he is a master. So many of the songs he brought in the Styx were driven by acoustic guitar. He wrote that song, he said, about me. And then years later, he turned around and said, I think I really wrote about myself. And I think, the opening line is, "Why?" It's just about, you're a caring young man, but why are you so angry and mad all the time? And I think I probably was, but not with you, John.
You obviously love me because not only did you pass on a waiting call, but you ignored your iPhone also.
That's my wife's. That's not my phone. I don't know where it is. I'm sitting here in the kitchen leaning over this speakerphone, and I go, there's another phone. Who needs to talk to me at this time in the morning is what I want.
Well, Dennis DeYoung is appearing this Saturday at Parks Casino's Excite Center. Tickets are available through parkscasino.com. It is always a pleasure, DDY. It is always a good time when you call
in. I'm telling you, I made you a promise. I'm going to come in that studio. I want to be in there before we both pass on.
Dennis DeYoung, our guest, classic rock, 102.9 MGK.